But there you go. You know, you learn a little something playing those teams.
Yeah.
that you're not winning.
Well, when you have a young squad, you talk about trial by fire.
Sure, yeah. That's
I'm still smiling that Coach Blair did a Mark Twain reference.
Oh, no, listen, you'll find him to be, when you get a chance to meet him, you'll find him to be different probably than any coach you've ever experienced. He is really something.
To say that he is engaging would be a gross understatement.
Okay, now, Kevin, I want you to take a blank piece of paper, and if you've got a red magic marker in there, I want you to write the number 3.
Does black count?
Can I use a black magic marker? Right, put the number 3, and then to the right of that, the number 9. And I just want you to leave it in there. And if News Girl says it's 72 again, I want you to just take that in there and pin it on her computer screen.
Don't be a jerk. I've fixed the problem. It's actually 38 degrees.
Oh, okay. All right.
So there. Scott, smarty pants.
I need to change it?
No, it's okay. I don't know. It'll just be a trial by fire at 7 o'clock. We'll see what happens.
All right. Oh, good.
I've got 38 written down.
Yeah, okay, there we go. All right. Hope that works out.
It's like a bowling score.
What, 39? It's a bowling.
Wow. You're really good at it.
Yeah.
Then.
You've mastered that one, right?
Now, boys.
Anyway, I don't even want to talk about the Petraeus thing because, and again, I'm glad we have Dave McIntyre commenting on it because he certainly has a view based on experience being around people who have stars on their shoulders. But it is, as he says, it's a little bit weird.
We could take a break from politics and, I don't know, talk about our favorite color of rabbit. Or just anything,
yeah.
Besides politics,
I used to have an orange rabbit.
You did?
I did.
Was that a stuffed rabbit or
no?
A real
no, it
rabbit?
Was a live rabbit. Yeah.
They have orange rabbits.
Yeah, they do. They have orange rabbits. Yep. I used to keep rabbits.
Wow.
Rabbits are cool.
What breed is an orange rabbit?
It's called a something orange. I don't remember what it was.
Then I had never seen an orange rabbit.
And
are
I had
you
a
just
lop-eared bunny?
Wow.
Yeah. No, I really did.
Did you eat any of these rabbits?
No. They were all for pets, not for meat. Remember that was the first Michael Moore movie, right? It said rabbits, pets, or meat. Had a
yeah,
big sign.
I vaguely remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Did.
Yeah, exactly.
I like eating rabbit.
I don't think we asked her, but she certainly volunteered that, didn't she? Yeah.
Just in case you were wondering.
Rabbit with what, gravy on it or what?
No.
Salsa?
I had it in a, doesn't sound very yummy. Well, rabbit is, it's just yummy. I had it in soup.
Probably at 6:41, it's not yummy to a lot of people.
I mean, would eat it right now.
Would you now?
Big steaming bowl because it's 38 stinking degrees. That's
when's the last time you had a big steaming bowl of rabbit? Well, that's been too long.
It's been about 10 years.
Wolf brand rabbit. Been too long. Now, two Texas leaders. It'd be Rick Perry and Jump Shot Dewhurst. They endorsed a change in a state law that would require, I mean, think about this now, mandatory drug testing for some welfare recipients and people receiving unemployment assistance. How do you feel about that? I mean, there's one opinion because I got an open microphone. You know, it's one of those deals, if you ain't done nothing wrong, you ain't got nothing to worry about. But Rick and the lieutenant governor said the move would keep welfare recipients from spending money on illegal drugs instead of living expenses and would cut down on unemployment insurance costs to businesses. At least 23 other states have enacted and are considering similar changes, as welfare reform has become a key issue among conservatives in cash-strapped states. I don't know if it's just conservatives who feel that way. I think there's some moderates who probably feel that way, too. Because if you see people abusing the system and they're using drugs and taking state money, a lot of people are not going to be happy about that.
No, sir.
You don't have to be a conservative to not be happy about
no,
that.
No, sir.
Because we're paying taxes and it's going there. So we'll see how all that works out. In Florida, Republican Governor Rick Scott had championed a law that required welfare applicants to pay for and pass a drug test from July through October of last year, when a federal judge temporarily halted it. About 2.5% of the 4,000 applicants who were tested positive. Nearly 2,500 people refused to take the test for reasons that weren't clear. Now, if you remember, that's garnered a phone call. Hello?
If I got to take a drug test to be employed and get the money for that?
Yeah, yep, that's fair. That's right. Think about the things that you do have to take a drug test for. We had them taking drug tests to play high school football, for goodness sake.
Yep.
So now, if you remember, back when he was looking to run for president, Rick Perry talked about, he reminded people that you know, we from the Lone Star State could secede from the Union and just go do our own thing, get on down the road, so to speak.
I do actually have a beef. I was so disappointed. 2 days ago, I looked up the law to see if we really could secede, and I don't think it's true.
Well, you know,
we can break up into five states.
Right, right.
But I don't, I mean, not that
no,
being
the, the secession clause was taken out when we came back to the Union.
That's
originally.
Right. Hello?
Hey, if you be a little further down though, Scott, he says they'll offer treatment programs.
Well, okay, very good. Thank you for telling me that. Okay, so he'll offer treatment programs. That's Perry will for people who are on drugs. And that's good, too, because, you know, every place on the lottery ticket, it says if you have a gambling problem. So why not? I guess we're going to help them out with that, right? All right, so anyway, so to go back to this thing. So now it appears that the governor, as he prepares for his run for 2016 for the White House, and believe me, he's going to.
Well, didn't you say he was already in Ohio?
Yeah, he's in Iowa. He's in Iowa a couple of weeks ago. So anyway, he's back down now. He's dismissed the new online petition proposing that Texas get out. He said, people, quote, people are free to do whatever people want to do, end quote. Do we need to chisel that in stone somewhere? People are free to do whatever people want to do. See, we got 100,000 people who've signed up. Did you know that?
Yeah, it's up to 100K
I
now. Mean,
wow. Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, there are a lot of people. I mean, yeah. you want to start pushing our independence button, we'll get all over that.
Well, see, yeah, no, yeah. My thought is whether or not Texas can legally secede from the Union, has it ever stopped anyone that wanted to secede from seceding, whether or not they were able to?
Yeah, no. And again, the thing is, this is just a petition, and, you know, the president have to, they're not going to do it. Anyway, Perry highlighted his frustrations with the way Washington was doing business back when he was running for president. So anyhow, we'll see how all that goes. There apparently are going to be a lot of books that are going to be coming out about generals. Are you shocked about that? Yeah, hello?
Yeah, we can secede if we want to. It just may not be all that easy.
Yeah, oh, is that, okay. Well, again, I'm not sure. I don't figure we will. But yeah.
Try and try again once you will secede.
Yeah, oh, very nice. There is one real quick just angle on this whole Petraeus thing. Let's go back to World War II. Because here's the deal. I mean, it was pretty well known that Dwight Eisenhower was carrying on with his British driver. Her name was Kay Summersby. And nobody told him, okay, you can't head up the D-Day invasion because you've got yourself a girlfriend. So I don't know, and I'm not trying to defend that action. That's not a good thing at all. But I'm saying it was an open secret when Dwight Eisenhower was the supreme commander in Europe. And now David Petraeus, doing the same thing, is forced to resign. And so were we wrong in looking the other way when Dwight Eisenhower was doing that? Or were we right to do that because of his ability and we didn't have anybody else to run the D-Day thing?
I mean, they did that through the entire Kennedy administration.
Sure, exactly. You know, have our standards changed? And again, not in any way to support the activity. Not in any way to support it.
My thought as a woman is the moral from all of these stories is never marry a politician.
Or a general?
Don't marry a man who lies.
Ah, well, that's true, too. All right, it's 647.